80s music has been powerful weaponry for UK radio. Beyond its original life, it sustained a generation of AC formats and is now a popular format in its own right. It's 10 years this week since Absolute Radio closed the Extreme spin-off in London and launched Absolute 80s, targeted at reluctant adults.
How does this make you feel? Good? Would you like to feel this all the time? Then get ready for Absolute 80s, the UK's only all-80s radio station. Launches this morning on DAB in London or at absolute80s.com.
Happy 10th birthday, Absolute 80s. At the time, Campaign magazine reported that Absolute Radio has not ruled out launching further digital stations. 80s was launched originally online and in London on DAB, but then...
You may have heard that Absolute 80s is now not just available in London on DAB digital radio, but also right across the entire United Kingdom. You're probably going to need to retune your radio, and here's how. At the moment, you might have noticed that where it used to say Absolute 80s on your dial, it now says Absolute 80s Temp. If that's what you see, then it's time to retune, and it's really easy. Of course, every radio set is slightly different, but in general...
Now you're talking. Mind you, with audiences these days of 1.8 million, seems like folk found it. It's always good to look back to the early signs of things that are now commonplace, maximising audiences by making the most of your frequencies and differentiation.
You're listening to test transmissions for Britain's newest commercial radio station. Power FM, with new people... New programs and more music will start broadcasting on this frequency. Keep listening for the sound of the 90s.
On the South Coast in the 80s, the only FM transmitters for Portsmouth and Southampton then were operated by Ocean Sound, and they had a decent overlap in coverage, so they split them, leaving Ocean and a new Light FM on the one hand and creating a thrusting new Power FM on the other.
You've listened for the sound of things to come. Now it's here. Music radio for the 90s. Power FM. With new people, new programs, and great music. While the others are talking, we're rocking 24 hours a day, every day, on 103.2.
Power FM.
Power FM launching on the South Coast 31 years ago. And Power was famously to be an early home for little Scott Mills.
We start a new week of In Session with a male solo singer from Bournemouth who is about to be quite big. He got his first signing with EMI Records when he was 17.
Happy birthday, Power. Later Galaxy, now Capital. And Galaxy was very nearly the name given to the slickest of the offshore pirate stations in the 60s. Instead, it became Radio London, and that station began test transmissions this week in 1964 from a ship called the MV Galaxy.
Radio London.
22 and a half minutes past 11 o'clock, and you're hearing right now the things which come from Radio London's classic library, the classic tunes which have made and sold a million. Bobby Nairn's the voice, and the title, The Queen of the Hop. That was a golden hit from the past, one of Radio London's classic titles, Bobby Darin singing The Queen of the Hop. Now we're about to hear a lovely little title, a plaintive tune from Little Anthony.
The tentative early steps in advance of the launch proper of the offshore pirate Radio London this week, 55 years ago, and that station was to be the inspiration for Radio 1. Can it really be 7 years since the prank call that almost ended all prank calls? A call from Today FM in Sydney to the Duchess of Cambridge, treated in hospital in London.
This condition that she has is often attached to women that are having twins. So maybe not one, but two royal babies.
I would rather pump out a couple at a time. Makes it easier,
I think. You make it sound so special and emotional. I'd rather pump out a couple. That'd be all right, wouldn't it? Have someone in the corner of the room with a baseball mitt catching them. Yeah, pump them out. Here's the thing. We've been handed a phone number, all right? And we have been told that this phone number is the hospital where Kate Middleton is currently staying. Now, we thought we'd give it a call. We don't want to cause any trouble. Yeah. We don't want to stress her out because she's doing it tough.
Yep.
But I reckon we can maybe get her on the radio tonight.
Look, I don't know. I mean, everybody would be trying this.
Well, this is why I thought of a plan.
The call which began a sequence of events which ended in tragedy this week in 2012. Next week sees another general election, and it was this week in 1923 that we had the very first proper UK radio election coverage. It was also the last time we had a December election before the current one. At the time, a Conservative Prime Minister wanted to strengthen his grip, but Liberals and Labour produced a hung parliament.
Results came through quickly, and from Broadcasting House, headquarters of the BBC, they were radiated to millions of listeners at home and abroad. Behind the scenes in the studio, the announcer came to the microphone at close intervals to put the news on the air.
Here are some more election results.
Kingston on 10.
Father stayed up to learn if the country was going to be saved or was going on as usual.
Elected.
Robert paused before the conveniently open window and heard that the government was doing nicely.
939.
Sailors at Chatham ignored lights out to listen in.
Conservative.
Theoretically, the Navy has no politics, but Jack has a strong bias for whatever party puts a bigger Navy prominently in its program. This humble citizen coaxed a cat's whisker and listened in without neglecting to mind his hole in the road, a triumph of citizenship over circumstances.
And that program continued until one in the morning. We had further elections in 1924, and 1924 saw the first party political broadcast too. Back then, the results were just between items in a music program, and it wasn't until 1931 that we had a separate program just for election coverage. And that was highlighted on the cover of the Radio Times, but they still played a bit of ABBA when there weren't any results coming in. John Reith, who was in charge back then, wasn't keen on politics. He said it was the cringing pursuit of popularity, and he also thought it a potentially dangerous subject for the corporation to cover. So, with Gary Davis making his Radio 1 debut 37 years ago...
Really excellent, actually. Me exposing my medallion for all to see.
The death of Mike Allen from LBC and Capital 4 years ago...
But he's very well known, sadly no longer with us, and famous for many... quotes.
And an earthquake heard on air in Anchorage on KFQD this week last year.
Holy cow. Folks, I hope you're still with us. We'll get information on that just as soon as we possibly can.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.